Hi, good evening. My name is Walter, calling you with Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm so glad. Now, I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would really appreciate it if you ask me, if you answer some questions today about your community and the issues that we are facing in the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, and I am speaking with Bruce Wilkins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely vote? Probably vote? 50-50? Will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, in the past elections in 2020, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for my party affiliation.
Okay, but it's not Joe Biden, it's not Donald Trump.
I voted for Biden.
Oh, okay. Now, just to be sure, where we representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Other.
Other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm black, but, you know, look, me.
Right, no,
but I'm
no
black.
Problem.
I
identify
as black.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, do you mind if I ask you for your age?
50.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say moderate.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Honestly, I hate to say I don't have an opinion of it, but I'm just one of these people that believe that, you know, shit changes. And you can't go back to the olden days, and you don't want to go too far forward. So I don't necessarily leave it. I don't say I don't want to say that I don't have an opinion about it, but
so
know,
don't know.
It's just
this
yeah.
This is also an option. Don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say don't know.
Okay. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use 10 as the most important, 5 as somewhat important, 0 is not important at all. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Banning tobacco products for adults. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I don't think it's something they should do. I don't know. What's the rating for that? Is there a rating for that?
Yes, yes, from 0 to 10. 10 being the most important, 0 being not all that important.
I would say it's more like a 3 or a 4. I don't think it's something they should be concentrating on, really.
Okay. Now, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Lowering the cost of health care. I think that's something they need to think about. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to ask my kids something.
All right, what was
the next question?
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
That's important. I would rate that as an 8.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
That's a 10.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
That's a 10.
Okay, and the last one will be improving kindergarten to 12th grade education.
Oh, that's like a 25, 30, or 100. That's definitely a 10.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you approve or disapprove on the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? A strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know.
I don't know, really. I mean, I do have an opinion, but let's say I don't know. I think he's too old to be president. I'm
no
sorry.
Problem.
I think it's
okay.
Something going on with him that they don't want to talk about, but whatever.
No problem. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have any opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden?
Are you saying do I feel favorable or do I know him or I recognize him? Say that again.
No. Like, it's about how you feel about these organizations or people on a scale from 0 to 100. How much will you rate Joe Biden?
50.
50, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I think they're 52. I don't think they're doing their job. I think they're
okay.
In the pocket for people. So that's
right.
Making a 25.
Okay.
I don't know.
About
make them 50? Change that to 50, not 25.
Okay, no problem. And Republicans in Congress?
75.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 for most important. 5 is somewhat important. 0 is not important at all. Removing illegal and vapor products from the market.
Eight.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
That's a 10.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
That's a 10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Okay. All right, now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, don't know.
I really don't know. I don't
know. Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do not support that at all. That's a 0. I do not support that.
Okay. Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefits, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. We already have 50%, okay, so we almost done. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, other issues are more important right now, don't know.
Other issues are more important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus on efforts on, say, or between harm reduction and approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products? And the other one will be prohibition and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
Prevention,
okay.
Prevention.
All right. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing on any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know?
Don't know, yeah.
Okay. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
Concerned.
Concerned?
Yes, concerned.
Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. And the last one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activities that comes from black market sales.
I'm not concerned about that.
Okay. Not at all concerned? Not very concerned?
Not very concerned about that.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine or cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. Okay? Now, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities, where we may never return from. From 0 to 10.
I agree with that comment. So what's that, a 10?
So I strongly agree, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the other one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations that make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I agree. A 10.
Okay. Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations, suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
I agree.
Okay. All right, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? strongly support.
I'm sorry. My dogs are barking. Say that again.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I do not support the government banning menthol cigarettes or flavored cigarettes to adults 21 or older.
I strongly oppose.
I strongly oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I support or ban? Say that again.
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose that.
Strongly oppose?
Yeah, I'll say so.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit?
I think it's going to bring more harm.
Okay, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Much more harm.
Okay. And will you... Will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision to who you vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, have no impact, don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right,
they don't
problem.
Tell you these things. They always hide some stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, now in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine? Yes, no?
Yes.
Okay. A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Electric cigarettes or vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yeah, maybe. I might have had it. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
All right, no problem. We already are 90%, okay? Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, post-grade graduate, master's, but don't know.
From college. I have an associate degree.
Oh, okay. No problem. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describe how you think on your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, don't know?
Working class.
Okay. Okay, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies respondent, applies household, does not apply, don't know?
No.
Don't know?
No one in my household.
Oh, it does not apply.
Okay,
it does not apply. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? Don't know?
Urban.
Okay. And this is the last question, okay? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Mm-mm.
Okay, This concludes our survey. I would like to really appreciate taking your time to help me complete it. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.